Maybe when to start.
Start.
You're listening to the Grand Cast on the time that was last. It was Mike, Nichols, and Chris, and now we're back.
Welcome back to the second portion of the Grand Cast, where we do a series of mini segments, small kind of games, just different things, trying them out.
What kind of games?
You'll find out very soon.
Cool.
I'm going to do them in reverse order.
Oh, spice things up. Make it harder. Okay.
We're going to start out playing a game of just the tip.
What?
Offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
Work hard.
All right. Next segment is member. This is a nostalgia segment. And what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
My Uncle George. He was the best. He was like this really cool World War II vet who always had these awesome stories. Sorry, I'll be done now. This is the quick segment.
They don't have to be quick. The next segment is affirmation, where I give my guest an affirmation. So, Mike Nichols, I think you're a good man. I think you're honest and you have integrity and you're very positive, and I appreciate those things about you.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on Oprah.
Next segment is word association. So the first time, I just went through a list of words and you give me like your first response, your first association to that word. Then we tried it going back and forth, and that was more successful. So that's what we're going to do. So I have a few words here that are just starting points, and then we'll do back and forth.
So I got to say the first word that comes into my head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adventure.
Time.
Space.
Mountain.
Tree.
Green.
Lincoln.
President.
Trump.
Orange.
Apple.
Computer.
Monitor.
Screen.
Door.
Wood. Why was that funny to you?
Boner. Because wood.
Oh, I was like, do I need to say the first word that comes to my head if you say boner?
No.
Right now.
Yeah. This one chair situation just got kind of awkward.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fall off, though.
Yeah. Thank God we have these boxer briefs that we can both fit in to share.
What? Oh, yes. And
there you go.
Very comfortable.
Yeah. All there's right. Your improv.
Got there.
All right. More words, or?
Yep.
Okay.
Laugh.
Mouth.
Ear.
Hair.
Cut.
Blood.
Semen.
White.
I almost said power, but that would have been terrible. I'm going to try to avoid that.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe that says something about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
It is
who
Trump,
can say?
It is Trump's America.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. It shouldn't be a political podcast. But it can be.
Yeah. Right. Fine. Let's talk about the most depressing thing in the world right now.
Yep. Dog.
Rex.
Rex?
Yeah, I always thought of the dog name Rex.
Okay. Tyrannosaurus.
Teeth.
Dentists.
Drill. Drill is my word.
Bit.
You say bit?
Like a drill bit.
Oh. Oh, my first thought with the word bit was horse.
Were you ever bitten by a horse?
No, but you put a bit in a horse's mouth when you
put
the bridle.
I don't have experience mounting horses, so.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
I haven't.
Really?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe like a pony at like a fair or something.
Yeah. But it's an interesting experience.
That they're on like the post thing.
Right, yeah, they don't get to move around, yeah.
Yeah, there was no. I didn't get to exert my will over the beast.
I didn't have much exertion. We were on a trail. So, you know, I could just pull left or right. I didn't really have a lot of opportunity to go on a gallop or anything.
Ooh. Would you like to?
Yeah, I'd love to learn to ride a horse. It'd be fun. It's not really a goal right now, but if it's like, oh, if I had the money and the opportunity and someone's like, hey, you should do this. I'm like, oh, okay, learn to ride a horse.
Do you think vegans would be against riding horses? Because that's kind of like animal slavery. I don't know. Josh, what do you think? Please let me know.
I don't know. I think plenty of vegan actors and actresses ride horses, and for films and television shows they do. I don't know.
I guess it depends what type of vegan. Like, if they're vegan because of the consent issue? Or...
Yeah. Maybe. Who knows?
We'll see what Josh thinks. All right. Grand.
Rapids.
Michigan.
Was that your word, or should I say something after Michigan?
Yeah, I said Michigan.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were doing your own. My bad. Michigan, lakes,
ponds,
ducks,
chickens,
roosters,
cocks,
feathers, cock plume? Yeah, the plume.
Yeah. I don't know. Plume, but I don't associate anything with plume. Smoke, I guess?
Or like a cap, like a musketeer cap and the feather plume.
Hmm. Yep. Next time.
Mm-hmm.
Food.
Eat.
I had to censor myself. Vagina. Sorry. Next word. Smile.
Face.
Nose.
Long.
Penis. Sorry.
Boy, it's like...
Maturity levels.
I gotta say, when I came here today, I didn't think I'd walk away with the thought, man, Chris is a freak.
Well, you sat on my lap, and that activated things.
Yeah. It's on me. My bad.
Literally.
It's on me.
Summer.
Sun.
Sand.
Mars.
Matt Damon.
Tom Hanks.
Hero.
Jet Li.
That was a good movie. Whatever happened to Jet Li?
He's still doing stuff, I think. I think he took a break from doing like maybe American films and wanted to focus on other types of jobs. I think he's still around, like still performing in other ways.
Did you ever see Romeo Must Die?
Parts of it. Actually, I'm not like a big martial arts movie person. Like I've seen almost everything Bruce Lee did. I loved like some little Bruce Lee movies, even though I'm sure there's much better like fight styles now. But I've only ever seen like a couple fights on YouTube of other. It's like, oh, have you ever seen this movie with Donnie Yen? It's like, nah, but I YouTubed like Final Fight of you know Ong Bak or something. So I've watched some of the fights just for fun, but. Stories usually don't interest me that much.
All right.
Some are good, though. I thought The Matrix had a really interesting story, and that's some amazing fight scenes.
Oh, yeah. Very thought-provoking. Did you ever see Dark City?
Yes, I did, actually. Yeah. Not a lot of people have seen that. That's a great movie.
Kiefer Sutherland.
It's had a really good soundtrack, too.
I don't recall the soundtrack.
The soundtrack's really interesting.
It was weird, like, having already seen The Matrix and then seeing Dark City. It's like, oh, this is... They kind of ripped off The Matrix. And it's like, oh, this came out, like, 5 years before The Matrix.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Interesting concept. People getting swapped out.
Yeah, Dark City is a good cult classic.
Yeah. All right, next word. Dime.
Roosevelt.
President.
Nixon.
Dick.
Moby.
Techno.
Tekken. Just because it sounds
Street
the same.
Fighter.
video game?
Nintendo.
Ah, oh, Smash.
Super.
Man.
Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Conical breast containers. Was that her? Am I thinking of a different superhero?
I mean, she does have like a kind of armor that is
I think I'm thinking of Madonna more than
maybe
Wonder Woman. Please stop tapping on the table.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Now I'm a misogynist. That's documented. Great. So I had white power and conical.
I've got breast. To leave. I'm not gonna accept you now.
Sorry, Tom. I'm sorry, Josh.
Yeah.
Please don't tell anyone.
We'll never, ever be your friend or accept anything about you as a human being now because you have said two things that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Because that's how empathy works.
Yep. America.
America.
All right. Next word.
Mm-hmm.
Penny.
Brown.
Sofa.
Couch.
Potato.
Potato.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Let's call this whole thing off. All right. Last word, and hopefully we'll get to where I'm fishing for. Quarter.
$25. Nickels.
Oh!
Hey!
Thank you.
Though a quarter is really 5 nickels, but...
That's enough.
That's enough. 25 would be a lot more.
All right. So that was word association. Next segment is called...
I feel like I'm in therapy right now. Word association, and now we're going to do childhood memories or...
No, it's a game called Guess My Number. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 1 million. Please try to guess what it is.
How do I know you're not just going to be like, oh, that's right, I'm the first one I say? How do I, like...
Word as a gentleman.
Okay. But we already know you're not because of the things you've said.
What
is there... Okay, so one between 1 and 1 million?
Mm-hmm.
5.
Wrong, sorry. All right, this next segment is called Read Me NPR. So I have an excerpt of an article
printed off
from an NPR today. And I would like for you to read that to me in your best NPR voice. So you want to get like really close to the mic, but maybe quieter. Let me adjust the pop filter there.
Can I lean on the table? Is that okay?
You can lean, but don't tap.
Can I... So you want me to do a radio-y voice?
Yeah.
Okay. Or like a specific NPR, like Ira Glass or something. Okay.
It's up to you.
All right. I'll just try to read this. Oh. Oh, great. It's a really fun one. President Trump signed a record number of executive orders and presidential memoranda his first week in office, a total of 14 compared to President Obama's 13. But something is noticeably absent from those directives: ethics for the executive branch. Presidents Clinton, George W. Bush, and Obama all took executive action their first week in office to send a signal to the American public about their commitment to ethics. President Bush signed a presidential memorandum about the standards of ethical conduct, including no conflicts of interest, no solicitation of gifts, and a reminder of laws that say senior government employees cannot immediately lobby the agencies they work for. President Clinton's first executive order, signed January 20th, 1993, said senior executive branch employees couldn't lobby their former agencies for 5 years. It also said that they couldn't engage in activity on behalf of a foreign government or political party, ever. Sound familiar? It's very similar to Donald Trump's calls on the campaign trail to, quote, drain the swamp. His proposal was almost exactly the same as President Clinton's order, a lifetime ban on executive officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government, and a 5-year ban on those officials becoming lobbyists upon leaving the administration. But now, a week into his presidency, Trump still hasn't made his swamp-draining policies official, although his transition team did announce that people serving in the administration would have to sign a strict ethics pledge. It's not clear whether that has happened.
When asked whether President Trump had plans to sign an executive order on executive branch ethics, an administrative spokeswoman said she had nothing to announce at this time.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
All right. Next segment, if you'd like to, plug your social media, upcoming events, any personal projects.
I have absolutely nothing.
Mm. Yeah, maybe I should adjust these segments based on the guest.
Yeah.
Given the...
This was not well thought out or done, Chris. I was really disappointed with my visit here today.
No, it's improvised.
How could you?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I've got nothing. I'm not doing anything, not performing anything, not planning to.
You need to get your shit together and start doing stuff.
And get out of here.
Yeah, because you're really impacting the quality of my production here.
Kristen used to be so dirty. We start hanging out with Mike and doing it.
Yep.
Mike just makes people do it. I don't know how. He just makes everyone dirty. I'm a bad example.
No. All right. The last mini segment I have here. Something I've discussed in the last couple episodes is like the whole setup for the podcast and the production and the... Well, I would say editing, but I don't edit it really. Well,
Does anyone edit this?
I do some noise removal, like the processing stuff.
After. Oh, okay. I keep pumping the mic. Sorry. Anyway, so the whole editing process.
Josh. Sorry, Tom. There's just a lot of overhead to doing a cast or podcast like this. So I think it would be really beneficial if I got an intern. So last couple episodes with Josh, we talked about like running an ad. Like what would my ad be if I was like posting an ad on Craigslist or some job board or whatever? Like, what do you think? I'm not good at like writing ads like that, or
podcast intern wanted. Help set up and edit Grand Rapids comedy podcast done once a week at my apartment.
That doesn't sound very professional, like at my apartment.
You're right. Well, you know what, buddy?
Yeah. But they don't need to know that.
Okay, yeah, they don't need to know the apartment stuff. But
I want like a really good intern, and I feel like to do that, I need to mislead them.
Well, Chris, perhaps. You'll get what you pay for.
Oh, I'm not paying them anything. that's why.
So you just want interns. Them to work for free?
Yeah, that's an basically. Internship, right? Huh. They get experience. They get something to put on their resume. This is Trump's America. Like,
gosh,
that's what's happening now. Unpaid labor, right?
They
get the satisfaction.
I'm not going to do it. Was this whole thing just a, all right, Mike, seem easy? You want to do it? Want to sign up to help me with these? Is this what this is? Is this a job offer? Whole interview really been a job interview, Chris?
No, I wouldn't hire you for that.
A single tear dripped down Mike's face as he realized just how unemployable he really was. He wasn't
you have
even worth
too much experience
free
and
labor to
knowledge,
Chris.
And I feel like you would be resentful of.
We're like, I could do such a better job than Chris. Oh, that question's all wrong. You framed it the wrong way.
And you laugh a lot. Like, I need somebody who's going to sit there and do the technical stuff and not laugh or like interact
with
me.
I hear that. I do break. That's like one of my big, like, I have many flaws, but one of my biggest improv flaws is I break a lot. Like, if I'm in a scene with some people, like, they just say the right thing, I cannot hold it in. I'll just laugh. I'll just turn away. I'll smirk. I'm a bad breaker. I've been working on it because it's like really unfair to your teammates because it's like it's a great moment and then you've just kind of broken the moment a little bit by your laugh and then you kind of ruin it for them. So, but. Sorry, guys. I just can't help it. I think you're really funny.
You also make a lot of eye contact, and I feel like that's not a good quality for an intern to have because they're kind of a subordinate. Like,
yeah.
you wouldn't know your place, basically.
Basically, you want someone to come for free yes. and be treated like garbage for you.
You're going to have to have a really good ad.
Don't look down. Don't look me in the eyes. Don't laugh. Don't be human.
I'm not going to tell them that. That's just something they should know.
Are you sure you're not, like, really a terrorist filming stuff in that background, Chris?
I'm absolutely certain. I record video game content.
Not to stereotype terrorists, but you really have that, like, complete lack of human decency thing working for you right now.
Did you ever do internships?
No, I've never done an internship in my life.
Oh, so you don't know how it works. Like, this is just how business just goes.
I just get offered jobs. I don't know. Or don't.
Yeah. So, presumably, once I post this ad in the very near future, I'll have a whole host of applicants because of the economy and whatnot. And now I need to interview the people that come in. And I don't want to explicitly say, like, are you the kind of person that makes eye contact? Or do you have a sense of humor?
Yeah, that sounds, you know, robotic and creepy and wrong.
Yeah.
Or other adjectives that are just coming to mind.
I don't want to scare them away.
No.
So, like, what kind of interview questions do you think I could ask that would filter out the people that...
I feel like I'm not going to give funny answers. I'm just like...
This is a serious... Okay. This is not a comedy portion.
One, what are their martial arts skills? Can they defend you if someone breaks in and you need to fight them with their sword or some kind of ninja-based weapon?
I like that. I didn't even think about combining multiple positions. Like, normally, I have to pay for security. Like, there's a guy in the hall right now guarding the door. But if I could combine that, that would
I've met Jack.
Save me dozens of dollars.
His name is Jack. Kills giants. Jack the giant killer.
Mm-hmm. I mostly pay him in beans.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing about that.
I would say just ask all the questions that you would want to ask of Dwight Schrute. And that will be the best way to find an employee, because we all know Dwight is the model employee.
He is.
Personal resume, business resume, loyal. And then other skills.
Dedicated. He is a skilled martial artist.
No, just look for someone who needs a little bit of, you know, like, hey, have you ever done a podcast before? I just basically need someone to, basically, what do you really physically need someone to do? Put this stuff together, which you could probably teach someone in an hour. So you just need another person who might look for some kind of...
Kids. They don't know what they're doing.
College kids know their way around technology fairly quickly.
Those millennials. I forget.
Are these kids millennials now?
I don't know. Are they?
I wonder if the millennial generation is like... Has the millennial generation come out of college now? Is it a younger generation now?
Oh, yeah. I guess the name millennial is implying like the turn of the millennium.
Yeah, because most millennials that I know of are now currently in the workforce. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the full end time frame is for millennials.
Huh.
I don't know what the generation below millennials is.
Just the Snapchat generation?
Because it was like, you know, Generation X, then millennials are sometimes also called Generation Y.
And the Pepsi generation.
Maybe it's Generation Z.
Z?
Well, X, Y, the next letter would be Z.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I kind of want to look that up now. All right, so yeah.
Probably they're progressive enough that they wouldn't assign labels to arbitrary groups of people like that.
I don't know. Labels are still pretty useful in terms of getting what you want done, even for people that are labeled progressive. All right. That's what you should do.
Yeah. I'll have to get that posted soon. Definitely need an intern to lessen my workload.
You really expect people to be listening to this part? even Josh and Tom?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm not doing this for them.
What are you doing this for?
For me.
So you can go back and listen to these, or so you can just have this experience of having talked to me?
Both.
That's the most deep moment anyone's asked you. Why are you doing this? Why this podcast? And they're going to have to listen to all the garbage that we put them through in this whole time, and then this extra and the intern stuff, and now the very end, the most important question. Why yeah. is Chris doing this? Boom. That's and it was question. In it was in this interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess for a long time, I've had like a pretty superficial relationship with a lot of the comedy scene. Like I go to the shows and I see them and we hang out a little bit after, but it's yeah. always in like a large group setting and
you, like a bar and you tend to be quiet. You tend to be more reserved. Like you're not really a very loud, talkative guy. You mean you're not unfriendly, but right. you know, you're just
yeah. The larger group dynamics, I'm not as comfortable in.
Uh huh.
And I don't like interjecting too much.
Mm-hmm.
So like a one-on-one conversation. That's like a more comfortable environment for me, and I think it opens itself to like deeper conversation and like more contemplative just thoughts. And
yeah, this one got way deeper than it did funny, which is maybe where I should go. Maybe I'm more of like a drama writer or performer than I am a Ooh. comedian, but usually if you can do comedy you can do drama, I've been told,
and having elements of comedy in that type of production I think adds a lot of value.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't know what the future holds, especially not for me.
We'll have to ask Josh.
Yeah.
And Tom.
And Tom.
Yep. So I'm out of mini segments. Is there anything else that you'd like to discuss since you already started interviewing me about the production?
It's an old habit.
Sure.
No. Thank you so much for letting me be on the show. And
thank you so much for being appreciate here. Appreciate it.
I really didn't want to do it because I was like, this is not going to be good for him. Like, I was like, I wanted to do it for you because I was like, well, if he needs people and he wants to do this, fine. But, like, I feel like this is, like, it's like when Marvel wants to make a movie. And, like, what if they picked, like, the worst, most annoying superhero to make a movie about? Like, the least Ant-Man. Popular one.
Like, you're saying you're the Ant-Man of the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Oh, Ant-Man is, like, Ant-Man was a popular superhero in the Marvel Universe.
Oh,
he's like
it?
He's like an Avenger. He's one of the big ones. Like, oh, he's, I don't know. No pun intended. But, yeah.
What was the pun?
He's one of the big ones.
Oh, because he's small.
Well, then he becomes Giant Man.
What? Spoilers.
No, Ant-Man's both sizes. Isn't he both sizes?
He got big in...
When he's little, Avengers. He's Ant-Man. When he's big, he's Giant Man.
Oh.
Right?
I don't know. I'm not
I don't really read, like, the comics that much. Just see the movies, and I'm like, why? This is good, but there's no villains. Because that's the point. Well, they're the villains. That's what a civil war is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. We'll find out, probably.
And fighting. And...
Oh, I'm hungry. You hungry? Want to get some food? Or eat something?
Yeah.
Probably turn the podcast off first. You're dragging this out now. Just end it.
All right.
Three.
Oh.
Two.
Yeah.
One. End it. End it.
Eyes in the sky, gazing far into the night. I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true. Baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light shine through for you? We'll be right back. I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light shine through?